Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Fully sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Hope you all had a great weekend. We open up with our second interview with Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan. Again, this is one of the most important and relevant interviews we'll have. The biggest challenge is to inform people all over the country about this remarkable book and the incredible work that Dr. Khan has put into it. He's an ophthalmologist. He's an economist. And the name of the book is How to Reverse World Recession in a Matter of Days. Win $10 million to prove it wrong. That's quite a statement. It's published by Author House, and you can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com to get it. And Dr. Khan, it's great to have you on again.
Thank you very much.
All right. We are Skyping yes. through the UAE, and I do need to make that announcement. So, Dr. Khan, again, for those people who may have missed our first interview, and we'll get into more detail on this one, give us an overview of the book and why you wrote it.
Yeah. First thing is this, every country sells bond. And these bonds are always interest-based, and it is a debt to the state. This is why I'm coming back to you, that I am proposing bonds which are debt-free, interest-free, and they are available to rich and poor. How they will be sold? It will be sold by the government or by the state. And first month, the $1 will buy 5 bonds. Second month, it will become 4 bonds. Third month, it will be 3, and 3 will remain throughout the whole year. What is the use of these bonds? The bonds, you can use it for all government services. You use it, and how you will use it? If there is a bill of $100, you pay 200 bonds. 200 bonds will cost you $40. So you are getting 60% discount. This is one benefit. Second benefit is there are 1,000 million draws every day of $1 million. Third thing is this, that if you invest in these bonds, $100,000, you will get at least 100% return within 30 days. This is something which is everybody will love to have it. These three are the main conditions. And then there is a $10 million duty free if you give about $100,000 to the government. Now look at this. Everybody will try to buy these bonds as early as possible. So by this, we are expecting if 10% of the U.S. population buy these bonds, then there will be at least $2.5 trillion in government's pocket without any debt. This is the main thing. And when the 100% return comes, this is something very unique. These bonds will be sold by all unemployed eligible people who have at least a little bit of education, high school education. They will sell these bonds. And these bonds will be in the such that they will have a quota of $3 million. They can sell it in 1 month or $36 million in 1 year. But they will not be employed on salary. They will have a 10% commission. And that means $100 bill, they $100 bond, they will get it for $90. Now it is up to them to sell it at 91 or 99. All these people who have invested 100,000, they want to get their 100,000 back. So they will sell to the customers, eligible customers, in the sense that they say we'll give away 5% of their commission to sell their whole year quota in 1 minute. All those investors who have invested 100,000, they will have no option. They will just go into it and buy their whole year quota, and they will start selling into the private sector, saying that we are also selling at 5, because the government says if you want to get the rate of 5, you have to invest 100,000. Otherwise, it will be 4 or 3. So this is the main catch in this. That these people who have got 100,000, they will, whatever they want, they can borrow it from the market, because they are going to get it from the 100% return within 1 month. They will do this. So now they are going into the market, and they are selling it at 5 or near to 5 bonds per dollar. They will sell all their quota as long as the demand lasts.
Even those people without money can invest in this and have rewards, correct?
Yeah. The only thing is this: those who haven't got money, they will sit back and they will think that how they can get these bonds back at the rate of 5 or near 5. This is the investor, 10% of the people who has invested, and they will sell it in return to the public, general public, who has got a $5, $10, $100. They will sell it at 5 or near 5, and they will get 5% commission back every time they sell these bonds. So this is how they will get 100% or more than 100% return within 30 days. And now the government has got more than $10 trillion in their pocket, without a single penny of debt. And the best thing is this: no cost by the government. Government is not spending a single penny on this. So this is the main object of these selling these bonds. The government wants bond. Now they are printing the money. The QE1, QE2, QE3, God knows how many QE will come. And it will cause inflation. This is a debt, and they have to return it. But there is no way to return it. Every day there is a debt. This is there is a saying to death us part, not to debt us part. So the death of America is so much so that you cannot imagine. It's almost $55 trillion they are in debt. When they will pay it back? They can't pay it back. This is the best way to do it. Employment is created. Now all the condition, all the system, all the government will, once they get this much of money within 24 hours, they will declare U.S. tax-free, no tax. Indirect taxation is already gone when they're selling their all government-based prices at 60% discount. So now think of it. There will be a deflation. Everything will be cheaper. Everybody will be happy. And there will be more people who will be buying these bonds. Every time they buy the bond, they can buy and sell. This is another business which they will do. Now, this is the main project, if you can think about it. Anybody who can think that if any candidate who are running from the presidency, say, if they declare that they will not take any tax, they will have a landslide victory, whoever is the candidate.
I want to ask you here, and this will pique listeners' interest. They can win $10 million to prove it wrong. Now, you say it's been proved mathematically and economically. It's not an illusion.
Not illusion, because I have told you this is what it is. I've told you what I have said, that this is how the people will jump. Rich and poor, this will be that bonds will be in the reach of rich and poor. Other bonds with the government or seller, they are sold in the big institutions, banks, they buy the bonds. Not the poor people. Here, the poor people are also buying the bonds.
What is a website that people can contact you at? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I'm going to create a website soon. It will be there. It's not a problem. But main thing is this: my book is there on the internet, and they can see it, visualize it, and they can think about it, and they can look into it.
And again, our esteemed guest has been written up in the Wall Street Journal and others, so. This is real. Your statements are rather far-reaching. You can prevent recession, remove poverty, stem terrorism, have law and order reestablished, reduce drug abuse, inflation, and taxes in an interest-based free economy. I mean, are these claims over the top, or you're saying everything could be accomplished? And I'll have you give a brief response now, and then give a more detailed one when we come back from a break.
Okay.
So, first of all, is it accurate to say that you can solve all of these problems, Dr. Khan?
You have seen it, that if the money comes to the government pocket without interest, within 24 hours, much more than the annual budget, and 10 times more by the end of 1 month, and sky is the limit after 1 year, why the government will ask for taxes? And now these taxes are gone. Number one. Number two, the poverty is finished because 5 million people will be employed to sell these bonds at 10% commission. It is up to them to take 5 or 6. Poverty is the ill, the mother of all ills. Now the tax is gone, poverty is gone. Naturally, law and order will improve. Tax is already gone. So who will not do this? The United States will become the perfect social state, where nobody will be unemployed. Everybody will get.
All right, we're going to come back after a break. This sounds remarkable, but it appears to be really quite incredible and profound. So be open-minded. The book is How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days. Win $10 million to prove it wrong. Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan. K-H-A-N. You should Google him and you'll see this is the real deal. This is Stu Taylor.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
All right, we return with a remarkable guest, a remarkable book, Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan, K-H-A-N. The book is published by Author House, How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days, and win $10 million to prove it wrong. So this is a challenge for you mathematical and economic and financial wizards out there. And you can contact Dr. Khan. Just contact me, and I will get him in touch with you. And I'd be happy to respond. The book is available. It's published by Author House. And Dr. Khan, I didn't have time to pose the question so succinctly based on the premise that poverty is the biggest problem. I'd like to add corruption to it. There are others, but we don't want to get into a political discussion. You're saying all of these problems that I had mentioned before, drugs, taxes, et cetera, terrorism, they can all be solved by this. Again, correct?
Yes, exactly correct. All of them are true to the last detail.
And did you want to say something?
No.
All right. I want to ask you about, and we want to get back to the bonds. You've talked about the bonds and how they can be used, the benefits. I would like, and you've addressed people who can't come up with the appropriate money, how they can make out as well, fewer bonds in proportion here. How do you control the artificially raised prices and subsidize prices of the commodities, services produced by the private sector?
You know, subsidized prices, the government has subsidized 60%. You know, when the 60% is government is selling all its services and no tax, All the prices are coming down with it. The 50% drop, at least 50% drop with all the prices. Nobody can compete it with the government when the government sells the petrol at 60% less than what is being sold at the petrol station. Electricity, everything, what is it? Then how can they compete? There will be always a less price for all these products, 60% less price. So it will be a sort of deflation. And the people will buy these goods and services and they can spend it more. All the more, all government service will get the salary three times what is at present. So once they get three times of the present, the corruption will automatically stop. The only thing is why there is a corruption. Corruption is always in the government sector, not in the private sector, because in the private sector, it's hire and fire.
Why would someone pay for the expenses that will be levied in the future?
Why they will levy in future? And the sense is this, because the government will always get much more than what they are going to spend. They will always get this money, which you can see it, how much money they are getting. Even 24 hours, they have 1 year budget, and in 1 month, more than 10 trillion they are getting, and in a year, more than 1,000 trillion. Why they will believe? Why the government, you know, the government survives on giving a good package to the public. Now, any government who gives this package to the government, why they will raise the prices? The prices will never be raised. Prices will become always less and less and less, because the money the government will have, they will spend on infrastructure, on social welfare, on health care, on education. All these things will be spent, and the people will be employed in that. So why there should be a problem why the government should raise the prices?
Well, you know, you bring up a point here, and I'll counteract it by saying one of the biggest criticisms, and we're seeing it in the presidential election here, the primaries against the system and politicians that has really disappointed and taken advantage of people, and also government, which obviously there's a tremendous amount of antipathy towards. You're talking about the government affiliation. How can anyone trust the government?
Government, you know, I can say you. Has any time $1 bill has been rejected? Has any time the bond is being floated, then they are bought? Trust is there always, but there will be much more trust when the government gives them back. Now the government is not giving them back what they are taking from the public, taxes, all these taxes being taxed in every way. Now the government will say, I've got much more money, we want to give you back. This is what it is. This is the confidence will develop. Oh, there is a confidence. If there was no confidence, there was no government. So you can tell me $1 bill was ever rejected by any shopkeeper? No.
How will the government control the under-invoicing of goods and services?
Under-invoicing goods and services will become a history of a bad dream of the past. Why? Anybody who's exporting or importing, they will do it because they have got a lot of advantage in doing this. There is no loss in this. Over-invoicing, under-invoicing will be a dream of the past. Why they will do it when they are getting much more profit by doing it the right way?
Is there a financial incentive for advance payment other than bonds?
This is the only. The one is duty. There might be duty, say, about 5, 10, or 15% on different. Now they will, if you pay $100,000 to the government will waive off those duties for 1 year. But this window will open for 1 month only. So advance payment is there. So in this way, this is how the government will get a lot of money up front. And they don't have to tax people. Taxing of people is the main problem.
So based on what you're saying, and the investment here, people who invest $50,000 here receive extra bonds, and they have the option to import goods and services duty-free.
Yes.
People who invest less, do they receive these benefits?
They receive this less, but the incentive is much less. This is just a sort of condition. When you give it to the government, the government will do one thing, that whenever you give this $50,000 to the government says, sell these bonds to the agency through which the government has selected by bids, that you sell these goods to the bids. The government will say, okay, anything you sell through this government, the government will give you throughout the whole year cheap bonds at the rate of 5, whatever the amount you sell this through this. But at the same time, the government will say, give me 3% back, 3%, what mean 3% bonds. They want to get 3% bond back, and they will give you throughout the whole year the rate of 5, whatever you want to spend.
So if
you
want to spend... Go ahead.
Yes.
How can a government generate the same amount of revenue in subsequent years if the bonds are valid indefinitely and are in circulation from day number one?
Yeah. Every time when you... Their first year, they will do that. This bond has got no shelf life. This is... You can use it all the time. Now the people will buy these bonds, the more industry will pick up. There will be mushroom farm industry will grow into the market. The more you do it, the more you will get the benefit of it. So there will be, sky is the limit. You can see there is no dearth of industry coming up. Only snag is this, there is a lot of condition on the industry, do this, do that, and a lot of taxes on these industries. This is why the industry is not coming up as it should go.
All right, important book, and we'll be speaking with Dr. Khan as we continue. How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days with $10 billion to Prove It Wrong. You can Google him or contact me, and I will see that you get through to the appropriate individual, Dr. Ahmed. The night is Ahmed Khan. Dr. Khan, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Stu Taylor.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar, your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
All right, we return. Joining us right now is Peter C. Browning. He has experience on the boards of 13 public companies, two as CEO. Is the founder and managing director of Peter Browning Partners. It's a board advisory service that assists directors in having them answer tough questions in the areas of board governance, board performance, and dynamics. The book is co-written with William Sparks. He's vice president of talent with NPRO Industries and a managing partner with Peter Browning Partners. The book, The Director's Manual, A Framework for Board Governance, and it is published in a hardcover by Wiley. Peter, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Stu, thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it is. It's a pleasure to have you on because I think you talk about a subject that is kind of in that gray area for a lot of people. You know, people look at companies, they look at profits, they look at the CEO, they look at all the sizzle, but they really don't look about the decision-making process and where the areas of import are. Perhaps you could just elaborate on the importance of board of directors and how the nature of it has changed right now with the scrutinization that we're all under. Or when I say we're all under, corporations.
Well, yeah, I mean, you raise a wonderful question. Quite often when over the years I've been talking with the employees, giving an update on the board and board function. I remember for myself in my early days, it was just to sort of paraphrase Churchill. It was a bit of a mystery wrapped in an enigma, if you will. And that is what actually takes place. They're not employees of the company. They only show up four or five times a year. We all worry about getting ready. So what actually takes place in the board? And so, given the fact that boards, again, on average, have four or five, maybe six times a year they come in for, when it's all said and done, about 24 hours. What really is taking place? What's the responsibility? And so I spent some time actually in the book talking about when it's all said and done, since they can't run the company, that's important to remember. You couldn't even if you tried, but certainly given that limited number of time you're there, you really have three responsibilities, and that's to make sure you've got the right CEO running the business. And if so, you show me a high-performing board, and I'll show you a high-performing CEO. And that's not always as easy to answer as you would think, but that is, you need to continue to scrutinize and test that question. The second principal responsibility is if the most important one is to make sure you have the right CEO, then your second question is, in case of an emergency, and we've got plenty of examples of this most recently, I mean, Valiant, was faced with it with the crisis, United Airlines and certainly Apple and others. And so what do you do in the case of an emergency? And that's something you don't want to be debating over the phone. No board should ever leave a meeting without some agreement on whatever the answer is on what's the short-term response in case of an emergency and losing the CEO. Do you have a long-term program to develop logical successors within the business? And then finally, do you have the right strategy, and is it being implemented well? And so when it's all said and done, those are the three most important responsibilities for a board.
And you think back to how due diligence now proceeds. And I go back, I think it was 2002, Sarbanes-Oxley was instituted in order to prevent circumstances from getting out of control, to exert certain controls and regulations. And we don't want any industry that's really over-regulated. And, of course, you have to look at the 2008 financial crash. Was Sarbanes-Oxley implemented in such a way that it went perhaps too far and didn't have enough flexibility either way, so that even though we don't see it in terms of indictments and prosecutions, I don't think we see enough of it, and I am pro-big business, that it's turned out to be more negative than a positive?
Well, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned Sarbanes-Oxley, because I like to go back. If you go back into the 90s, business could do no wrong. The stock market was at 2,400, and by the end of the decade, it was 10,000, almost 11. Everyone's 401k, it was an 801k, and then we had the dot-com bubble, and then we had those egregious examples of corporate behavior in Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, and others. And the outcome was legislation. You just mentioned Sarbanes-Oxley, which was directed at assuring the quality of the numbers, the internal controls around having the integrity in the numbers was in place. And that was the principal focus, and obviously it's still in place. The most important development when it comes to governance, though, occurred at the same time. Like, they both came out in August of 2002, and that was the New York Stock Exchange listing requirements dramatically changed the requirements for board governance. And that was a fundamental step change for me. Number one, it required, believe it or not, this wasn't required before, a majority of the independent directors, the majority of the directors to be independent. It defined what independence meant. It required the boards to assess the directors themselves, for them to do that themselves, for the committees to assess the CEO. And there are a whole list of other requirements that were new there, but the board should have, you know, participated in board education. But to me, the single biggest change was that it required the independent directors to meet alone without the CEO. Now, trust me, before 2002, there is no way any CEO would ever have allowed his board to meet alone without him. But that fundamental change suddenly allowed the directors to meet alone without the CEO, and it took a while for boards to figure out how to do it. And what came out of that development was this position, the lead director. And so it gave the board, the directors, in a much better position to assess the CEO, the strategy, their team, and to do it without the CEO present. So then obviously we had a continuing series of governance changes that followed that. And of course, since 2002, business can do no right. So it, and then of course we had where we almost lost the entire banking system in 2000, 2008 and 2009, and Dodd-Frank and a continuing series of changes to board governance is being implemented by the SEC.
And anybody who has a an ideological perspective on this to the right thinks that Dodd-Frank has done horrific damage out there and has done much more. It's like letting the wolf watch the hen house, or whatever that saying is. You know, with it's unbelievable who they put in charge of that. Has it done more harm than good from your perspective?
Look, in 2008, well, I had for 10 years, I sat on the board of first, what they call Legacy Wachovia, and then it merged with First Union. So I was on the board of Wachovia for more than 10 years, in through, including the end of 2008. So we almost lost the entire banking system into a black hole. So I have no argument with things. I mean, we can complain, we should have done this, why didn't we do that? Look, the fact that it could have been infinitely worse, and so what came out of that, obviously, is, well, how could that happen? We got to make sure it doesn't happen again. And personally, I don't have any arguments with many of the provisions of Dodd-Frank. In fact, you take a look today, the banks are certainly in the U.S. are safer, more sound than ever in terms of capital requirements. And, you know, no legislation is ever perfect. We can pick at various aspects, saying it didn't go far enough or it's gone too far. And, you know, I think time allows us to work through those. But I think our banking system, to me, is infinitely better off because of what took place with the provisions of Dodd-Frank.
Joining us is Peter Browning, co-author with William Sparks. The book is The Director's Manual, a Framework for Board Governance. Peter, what has significantly changed with all the talk that went on, I don't know, several years ago? You've got a much better fix on it than I do about making sure there's no collusion, conflict of interest, and how many board of directors somebody can sit on.
Well, that's been a debate for a long time. And in fact, until Institutional Shareholder Services became much more active in providing recommendations for voting on the part of mutual funds. And that's another thing that occurred. In 2003, the SEC asked that mutual funds actually vote their shares. And so if you think about these large institutions holding, you know, multiple companies' positions, there in no way do they have the time to go back and scrutinize those. So they went to ISS and allowed ISS, or they went to ISS as a resource. And so they
were. All right, can I ask you to stick around for another segment?
One of the. So ISS.
Oh, we have to go to a break. Will you stay with us?
Providing guidance along a whole series of issues and their questions.
Peter, we're taking a break. We'll have you back after these messages.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
All right, we return. A subject that you, I don't think you hear enough about, what really goes on behind the scenes, and truly a mechanism that is responsible for a lot of companies' successes and failures. Rejoining us is Peter C. Browning. The book co-written with William L. Sparks, The Director's Manual, a Framework for Board Governance. You can get it through Wiley. And sorry, I had to interrupt you before the break. Never let you complete the thought, so why don't you proceed now, Peter?
All right. Well, you'd ask me about this question of the number of boards that directors sit on. Is there more and more pressure around questions about how many they should sit on? What is the right number? And I was saying that Institutional Shareholder Services, which was providing advice and recommendations for large institutional holders of shares, was also providing opinions on that question as it developed back in the prior decade, the beginning of the millennium. And the question, they had said six was a max for individuals who are not sitting as a CEO, and that a sitting CEO should sit on no more than two outside boards, in addition to his own board. Now, that their most recent guideline has been five. They brought it down. You have others like Glass Lewis, which is another firm that provides advice recommendations to institutional shareholders, has a lower number, four. So there are many others out there, with points of view. The most influential would be ISS. And then finally, the most, I think, a very significant development over the last couple of years has been the fact that BlackRock and Vanguard, the two single largest holders of equities in the world, have started to get much more involved in providing guidance around governance and proxy matters. In fact, they published last year, BlackRock, a very multi-page guideline. Their view on that is that they don't have a hard and fast rule. They just like to see that it's within reason. So anyway, the whole issue continues to have focus in this question of how many boards can a director handle at one time?
I think about an interview as you're talking here that I had several years ago with Carly Fiorina, the former CEO at Hewlett Packard, and all the problems she had. I can't remember the title of the book, but it was regarding her ouster at Hewlett Packard, and indicated it was a personification on what really goes on behind the scenes, and the fact that a lot of this is political. And I can't make a judgment on why she was fired. I think Carly Fiorina and the people at Hewlett Packard know. But Charles Krauthammer has an interesting statement that I totally agree, that everything is about politics. Talk about the political ramifications of being on the board of directors. And if you know anything, you might make a comment on Carly Fiorina.
Well, I think HP, I talked about it in the book, to be honest with you. There, I think the general consensus is that you had a very dysfunctional board. She didn't help. Of course, what brought that to a head is that she proposed they make the acquisition of Compaq Computer, and there was it divided the board, and then people were up in the board, which they shouldn't do, were providing to the press perspective, and so frankly, one of your requirements as a board member is that what happens in that boardroom stays in the boardroom. That the generally acknowledged spokesman for the company, because they know exactly what's going on every day, is the CEO. There's been more suggestions that directors, and yes, it's to your question about politics. Of course, anytime you get more than two people, you've got a political dynamic. But boards work hard at learning how to work with each other, and so chemistry makes a difference. Makes a significant difference. And that doesn't mean you're all sitting around, holding hands and singing Kumbaya. You have to learn how to work together. Have to learn how to disagree. Political dynamic is very, very important, as it is in any group. Boards, in order to be effective, have to learn how to work together. And that doesn't mean people who have a countervailing point of view or strongly held points of view don't express those, that you don't get into very difficult conversations. But in the long run, you have to come to a decision and make a recommendation. And so, yes, group dynamics, are you kidding me, are alive and well in any board.
What about selecting the right CEO to run a company, a big decision? We tend to live in a society where people can build a reputation. It's not necessarily based on production. In a sense, it's analogous, I think, in many ways, to professional sports. You have a lousy year, you get a small raise. You have an average year, you get a big raise. How do you relate that to the corporations you see out there?
Well, the single most important, as I said earlier, the single most important responsibility of the board is to have the right CEO. And so as you answer that question, that second responsibility has to do with succession. And I can tell you the wrong person, regardless of the size of the company, the wrong person can put the company in the ditch. And the example I use in the book is when Bob Nardelli, who had been so successful at GE, was chosen to run Home Depot. And I happened to be on the board of Lowe's at the time watching all this take place. And he just was the wrong person for a whole bunch of reasons. And within 3 years, he put that company in the ditch, took the board another 2 years to decide that they needed to move on. Highly controversial, one of the worst annual meetings on record. I refer to it in the book. I mean, that Nardelli held. And then they replaced him. Interestingly enough, they replaced him with his general counsel, that also come from GE, had no retail experience, and Frank Blake, with his personality and style in a very quiet way, this is what really leadership's about, was able to select the right people, calm things down, and put that company back on track. So that is when we talk about succession, that is the board's second most important responsibility, is it decides whether the current CEO is a good one. It has to work very hard at it. The right answer 99% of the time, I would say, 98% is from within. And I'll say this, there is no other job quite like that of a CEO. Suddenly you become the CEO, and your bosses, and there are a number of them, could be 10, 12, how many on the board, they show up 4 or 5 times a year. In the meantime, you're on your own. Some people handle that responsibility and authority better than others. And you're never going to really know until a person's in that job. So you work very hard at trying to assess.
All right, a lot of other issues I wish we could have gotten to. Difference in compensation, the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, whether it's true or not. Read the book, The Director's Manual, A Framework for Board Governance. Peter Browning, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. This
Thank
is Stu
you,
Taylor wishing you all a great day. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.